You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Greyhound Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to the William Hill Greyhound Podcast. It is semi-final time in the William Hill Greyhound Derby 2016. A cracking card to come at Wimbledon on Saturday night. Not only do we have the two semi-final heats, we've also got heats 1, 2 and 3 of the William Hill Champion Hurdle and the William Hill Derby Plate. So a superb night of Greyhound action coming from Wimbledon on Saturday. My name is Sam Norris, and joining me on the podcast to offer up his expert opinion is the Racing Post, Jonathan Kay. Morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Sam. Really looking forward to it. What a William Hill Greyhound Derby we've had so far. And you know what? I think it can only get better.
Yeah, it's been an absolute cracker so far. Just give us a quick recap of the quarterfinals, Jonathan, because there's been a little bit of a shake-up at the head of affairs. Anything particularly caught your eye coming out of the quarters?
Well, it was almost a game of two halves in the quarterfinals. We had some fantastic early pace performances, particularly Hiya Butt, who's now the only Greyhound left unbeaten in the competition. He just keeps showing his rivals a clean pair of heels. But big guns such as JT Jett and Droopies Roddick were in really tough-looking positions and came through flying late on to qualify. So it really does look incredibly open at the moment, which obviously has reflected the fact that really that the favourite didn't shorten up after the quarterfinals.
Yeah, indeed. And talking about a game of two halves, it very much almost looks that way with the semi-finals. The second semi-final, definitely the hotter of the two.
It is the hotter of the two. Not that the first is weak in any way, shape or form, but yeah, you got some real big guns in that second semi-final. Obviously, JT Jett and Hiya Butt on the flanks in that race. But I think whoever came out in that race knew that they'd probably got the tougher of the two semis. But look, let's not make a mistake. There are 12 left in the competition, and you can make a case for virtually every one of them lifting the title on Saturday week.
Yeah, which is a fantastic place to be. And we'll get on to the Derby semi-finals in due course then, but we'll begin with the first of the live Sky races on Saturday night from Wimbledon. This is Heat 1 of the William Hill Champion Hurdle coming up at 7:26. All three of these races, open races over 480 metres, over the hurdles, of course. And in this 7:26, we see one of the market principals in the shape of Razzle Dazzle Radio, who is 8-11, 7-2 for Brinkley's Dominic, Kentish Man 5-1, 11-2 El Pedro, Bigwood Max 12-1, and 40-1 for Paradise Alberto. What do you like in the opening heat of the Champion Hurdle, Jonathan?
Well, I'm going to have to slightly correct you because my Irish friends keep telling me it's Razzle Dazzle Radio.
Radio.
Apparently.
Okay.
So we'll get that right. It's very, very tough to get away from is Razzle Dazzle Radio for Rick Holloway, very much the king of the hurdling trainers. He's a track record holder here. That was set during the Springbok earlier in the year, and he got pretty close to it in a trial on the 18th of May, clocking 28.94. He did disappoint ultimately in the Springbok, was beaten in the final behind Ballymac Mannix when odds on, and has had his ups and downs since, but really it'd be a big surprise if he doesn't come through this test with flying colours. For the other qualifying position for the forecast, I quite like Bigwood Max of Maxine Locke, a greyhound who's had a very good start to his hurdling career and is often there or thereabouts. I prefer him to Brinkley's Dominic, who might just have plateaued over hurdles for the time being and might get going too late here. I'm going for 5 Razzle Dazzle Radio to beat 3 Bigwood Max and 6 Brinkley's Dominic.
5, 3, and 6 then, the choice of Jonathan in the 7:26. Heat number 2 comes up at 7:43 then, and the betting for this one headed by Ballymac Mannix at 4-5. It's 9-4 for Ballymac Locke. Kakantu is 5-1. It's 10-1 bar those 3. Who are you concentrating on here?
Can't get away from Ballymac Mannix. I think he's deservedly regarded as the best hurdler in training at the moment. He took that title really by winning the Springbok, and he's proved it was no fluke with some tremendous performances since. He did have a tumble when well in command of a race at Hove a few outings ago, but has bounced back from that with no ill effects with some very impressive victories. And I think Seamus Cahill's dog will take early control here and prove very difficult to beat. Trap 5 Kakantu was also in the Springbok final and is a strong strong-running greyhound. He can come through late and fast to claim the second qualifying position ahead of trap three, Ballymacloch, who was the beneficiary when Ballymacloch took that tumble at Hove, but was well beaten at the time, apart from that mishap. So I'm going to go for four, Ballymacloch, to beat five, Kakantu, and three, Ballymacloch.
4-5 and 3 then, the choice in the 7:43. The third champion hurdle heat then comes up at 7:59 on Saturday evening. Bubbly Ninja is 9-4 for this one. 3-1 Soviet Jackson. Julius George is 4-1. It's 4-1 for Moe's Bullet. 11-2 Recover Aussie, and it's 10-1 for Fair Price. What do you like in this one?
To say this is the weakest, I think, of the three heats. That said, you've got the 1-2-3 from the Grand National last year going, but I don't think hurdling was in as good a place last year as it is now. Moe's Bullet was the champion in the Grand National, but I'm going to go for Soviet Jackson in six to take a little bit of revenge for that defeat in the final. He's been a little bit more consistent recently and comes into the race on the back of a good win over 400-metre hurdles at Romford. Track one, Julius George, is a sort of greyhound that you should always include in forecast mixers. He's definitely got his own ideas about the game, but very often there or thereabouts. Bubbly Ninja in five, a very interesting runner. Quick on the flat, a little bit temperamental. Does have hurdling form and good hurdling form, but a little bit of a concern is his experience. So I'm going to go for trap six, Soviet Jackson, to beat one, Julius George, and five, Bubbly Ninja.
6-1 and 5 to round off the champion hurdle previews. Then we move ahead now to the William Hill Derby Plate heats. Again, three of these all open races over 480 metres. And the first of these comes up at 8:16, where Condotti Alex is the 9-4 favourite. 3-1 about Holden Chico. Yasu Martin is 7-2. 9-2 Fireheight Tosh. And it's bigger prices for the rest of them. Talk us through this one.
I've changed my mind a few times about this, but in the end, the prices point me in the direction of trap three, Castel Henry, for Phil Simmons. The Monmore Puppy Derby winner. Now, he would prefer a draw a little bit closer to the rails, but with Kentish Duke in two, definitely going to turn left. There could be a coming together on his inside. So three might not be that bad a draw, and I do think he's massively overpriced. Trap four, Holden Chico, now gets a middle seeding. That'll suit him, because he was running off from the inside. He looks a big danger. Five, Fireheight Tosh. Very classy on his day, but has been a little bit below form recently. I'm going to go for trap three, Castle Henry, to beat four, Holden Chico, and five, Fireheight Tosh.
3, 4, and 5 then in the opening heat of the Derby Plate. The second heat then for the Derby Plate comes up at 8:33, where Lenson Santi is the 5-2 favourite for this one. 11-4 about Bubbly Torpedo. Bad Moon Rising is 3-1. 4-1 Lemon Jamesy. Bada Bing is 6-1. 16-1 for Omega Kin. What do you like in this one?
I've got to go for Lenson Santi in trap four. Had a very decent Derby campaign, got eliminated at the third round. But in that third round, he actually clocked a faster sectional than higher, but went to the bend really well. And as we've seen before and since, that takes some doing. I think Tony Collette's dog should be in charge from the outset here and will prove very difficult to catch. Trap six, Lemon Jamesy, made a very early exit from the Derby, but has been in good form at Hove since and has a very good makeup here on the outside. Trap one, Bad Moon Rising, also well drawn, should get a decent run on the rails. I'm going for four, Lenson Santi, to beat six, Lemon Jamesy, and one, Bad Moon Rising.
4, 6, and 1 then for Jonathan. The final Derby Plate heat then to come from Wimbledon on Saturday night is the 8:51. The betting headed for this one by Stay Loose at 9-4. 7-2 about Blake's Turbo. 7-2 also for Ebony Flyer. Charity Buster is 9-2. It's 5-1 for King Alley. And Shut the Back Door is 8-1. What do you make of this bunch?
Yeah, fancy trap two, Stay Loose, who ran well in the Derby in the first two rounds, particularly second to Eden the Kid and then second to Droopy's Roddick. Obviously top, top class greyhounds, those. Key here will be clearing trap one, Shut the Back Door out of the boxes, but I think Charlie Lister's dog can do that. His kennel mate on the outside, Blake's Turbo in three, does have decent early, but the fact he doesn't have to clear that rival counts in Stay Loose's favour. I think he can take command by the first bend. Charity Buster, a very decent greyhound, when he gets raced room. He has bounced back from his Derby elimination, unfortunate as it was, when winning at Perry Bar. I think he's the main danger. And trap five, Ebony Flyer for Tricasts. Going for two, Stay Loose, to beat four, Charity Buster, and five, Ebony Flyer.
2, 4 and 5 then to round off the preview of the Derby plate. Now we get stuck in to the real tasty action on Saturday night. It's the two semi-finals of the William Hill Greyhound Derby themselves. The first one comes up at 9.08. Betting headed here by Lenton Rocky at 9-4. 5-2 for Claren Paddy. 3-1 about Southfield Jock. Bubbly Turbo is 7-1. 12-1 for Peregrine Falcon. And it's 16-1 for Blue Cafu. As we said earlier, Jonathan, this is the weaker, in inverted commas, of the two semi-finals. But still some classy dogs in the field. Who do you fancy progresses?
It's probably a different sort of a race to the second semi as well, because take Higher Butt out the second semi, there's probably more early in this. I'm going to go for Southfield Jock in trap four, who's been a revelation in the competition. Not that we didn't know he was a top-class speedy greyhound, but he's been seeing out the trip really well. I feel a little bit disloyal because I've tipped Bubbly Turbo in every round so far. He's rewarded with some tremendous performances, a couple of big-priced wins. But I think Southfield Jock, by virtue of being drawn on the inner of Bubbly Turbo, could be the early pacer to make the bend in front. Main danger may come from the youngster Lenson Rocky in trap one. Now, he was short-headed by the reopposing Claren Paddy in the quarterfinals. There's clearly not very much between them, but I think Lenson Rocky could get first run of that pair this evening. Claren Paddy really rattles home, and he can claim a qualifying position. Of the others, well, as I say, Bubbly Turbo, his chance lies in flashing out and making all. That won't be easy with Southfield Jock in the lineup. And I thought both Peregrine Falcon and Blue Cafu were just a little bit flat in the quarterfinals. They've got to step up on that. So I'm going for 4 Southfield Jock to beat 1 Lenson Rocky and 2 Claren Paddy.
4-1 and 2 then in the first semi-final for Jonathan. The second semi-final now comes up at 9.24. The market for this one headed by the tournament favourite JT Jet at 6-4. It's 9-4 for Higher Butts. Droopy's Roderick is 5-1. Ballymac Brogan 6-1. 13-2 JT Dutch. And Shane Boy Freddy is 14-1. This looks a very, very hot heat here. We've got 3 of the top 4 in the betting for the entire Derby contesting in this semi-final.
We have, and it really is a very, very tough race to get a handle on. I suppose we have to expect that Higher Butt in trap one is going to lead the field. Third run in a week for an early pacer is often a very dangerous run, though. And for that reason, and like I have for the whole of the rest of the competition when I've been proven wrong, I'm going to take him on. But I think JT Jet in six does have the makeup this time. There's less wide running early pace on his inside, so he may stay a little bit closer to the action. He was miles behind in the quarterfinals on Tuesday, but ended up closing Higher Butt down to a length. I think he can stay a little bit closer to the pace this time and get on top when it matters. Higher Butt has been the absolute revelation of the competition in terms of the way he's shown the pace and seen the trip out. He's got trap one again. He's a really close railer, so I very much respect him, with the caveat of that third run in a week. For the third qualifying position, all important for the Derby final, I think Droopy's Roddick can weave his way through the field to take that position. I do respect Ballymac Brogan, who's hardly put a foot wrong, but I think he could just struggle for a run unless taking a flyer from 5. Shane Boy Freddy as well in 4 does look to have a tough makeup. And JT Dutch, he's a puzzling dog. He's been in and out, and I'm overlooking him for that reason. I'm going to go for trap 6 JT Jet to beat 1 Higher Butt and 3 Droopy's Roddick.
6-1 and 3 then in the second Derby semi-final. Let's talk anti-post now for the 3 competitions that we have discussed today. We'll get on to the William Hill Greyhound Derby itself in a bit. We'll start with the Champion Hurdle anti-post prices. Ballymac Mannix is the 2-1 favourite for this. Razzle Dazzle Radio is 11-4. 5-1 Ballymac Lock. Brinkley's Dominic is 15-2. And it's 10s bar. What do you make of the hurdlers?
Well, Ballymac Mannix has already been supported since the opening show came out. I'm not surprised. He was joint favourite, quoted initially, with Razzle Dazzle Radio. I think he should have been clear favourite. He is now. For me, it's his competition to lose. He's one of the best hurdlers in terms of the combination of speed and jumping ability that we've seen for a long time. He's really grown into the role. And although it's boring putting a favourite up, I do think it's his competition to lose.
Okay, as you said earlier, one of the best hurdlers in training. Easy to see why the punters have gone for that one. Ballymac Mannix 2-1 at the head of the Champion Hurdle betting. The William Hill Derby plate now. The betting for this one is headed by Clondot Alex at 5-1. 6-1 Stay Loose. Hold'em Chico is 8-1. It's 10-1 or bigger for the rest of them. This looks a bit more wide open on paper.
Certainly does look a bit more wide open, and I've had a few thoughts about this in terms of tipping something anti-post. And in the end, a little bit like my Heat selection, I think Castle Henry's been grossly overlooked for the competition. Yes, he has a tough draw, and it might look a tough makeup on paper, but the prices he's quoted at don't do justice to the ability this greyhound has. He was a Heat winner in the first round of the Derby, and I think he can make his odds, particularly each way. If you get through to the final, it's a quarter, the odds one, two, three places. I think he can make those odds look very generous indeed.
Okay, yeah, Castle Henry, a whopping 33-1 with us here for the Derby plate. Now we get on to the Derby itself, the William Hill Greyhound Derby 2016. The market's still headed by JT Jet at 11-4, Higher Butts 5-1, 6-1 Cloran Paddy, Droopy's Roddick is 6-1, it's 8-1 Lenson Rock and 10s Bar. Obviously, as we've discussed, Higher Butt remains unbeaten, but JT Jet was really impressive in chasing Higher Butt down in the quarterfinals and has the benefit of the experience from last year. A worthy favourite in your eyes?
I think he's a worthy favourite because it's very difficult, probably of all the greyhounds in the semi-final, not to see him making the final. He's proven that even in adversity he can come through a field to qualify. He's definitely getting stronger as the competition goes on. So even if he wasn't to take his semi-final, you'd have to think he's got a great chance of making it through. Whether there's any great value in him at the moment, I'm not entirely sure, because if the speedy middle-seeded Bubbly Turbo got through on his immediate inside in the final, it wouldn't look such a good draw. If I was having a bet now, starting afresh, I think the greyhound I'd be interested in is Southfield Jock. We probably pigeonholed him on his overall career that he'd show plenty of early and then just get run out of things when it mattered. But he's really proven that he's a much stronger all-round greyhound now. He's 3 years old at the absolute peak of his powers, and being drawn perhaps in the least ferocious of the two semi-finals, if he does it right, I think he could make his current odds look very, very good indeed after the weekend.
Okay, 10-1 then, Southfield Jock at the time of recording for the William Hill Greyhound Derby 2016. Thank you very much for that, Jonathan, and enjoy the action on Saturday night.
We're looking forward to it. All the best.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.